welcome to the second Distinctive podcast focusing on serious business games in collaboration with Casper Scheffer from Spring Vision. Casper's based in the Netherlands and has a huge amount of experience in design and delivery of serious games across Europe. Many thanks for joining us again, Casper.
Hey, hi Denise. Yes, I'm happy to be here, so looking forward to this podcast.
Okay, excellent. Thank you. So in this session, we're talking about the use of serious games in recruitment. Can you tell us why you think this is a good tool to use in recruitment, Casper?
Yes, of course. In recruitment, you want to select the right person for a vacancy you have. That's recruitment, huh? And during a serious game, you can create a challenging situation for your candidates. So the behavior they show in these situations can be very helpful in the process, in the recruitment process. So during a serious game, it's not only asking a candidate how they think they will respond to a crisis, but you can actually see how they react because they're in a game. And you can put them under pressure to show a behavior that they normally won't show.
Yeah, sure. And I think that's the key, isn't it? As you say, it's not just about getting candidates to talk about things. It's actually observing them as they're doing them and as they're delivering outputs.
Right. Absolutely. Yes.
Good. So can you tell us a bit about the type of games that you've designed to use in recruitment?
Yes, we did several type of games, many different games, but one of the recurring aspects was that role play is always one important thing in assignments during a recruitment game. So when you recruit, for instance, salespeople, you can make an assignment in which they have to do a product presentation. And then you give them time to set it up. And in the end, they have to present that, for instance, to a fictive customer. Such a fictive customer can then, of course, ask nasty questions to see how the participant reacts and see what behavior he will show. So what your first question was about. But during such a presentation, you will always need assessors because you have to write down and give feedback and see the differences between the several participants that you have.
So, sure, and that sort of assessor role and the feedback, that's really important, isn't it, in terms of how these games are used?
Yes, that's very important. You give them during the game. You give them feedback in the role they have. You are not going to give them feedback in the recruitment process that they're in. So you have to make differences between that. So they get feedback during the game on their assignments, how well they did, but you are not going to give them feedback on their behavior. The behavior on which you are making a decision whether he's suitable for the job you are doing the game, the recruiting game for.
Yes, yeah. And the I know, coming back to some of the types of games that you use, when we've worked with you, we've also put together activities that involve actors so that you're really putting people in situations that feel very real. How popular is that?
Oh, that's that's very popular because you make the game more like the real world that they're in. So when you use actors, you can, for instance, what I just told for a salesperson, you can put him in a situation that he has to make to close a deal, for instance, the final part of an important thing of his job. And during a game, you can let him do that several times and with several different kind of people. So the actor or the different actors can play an easy one or a difficult closing sales. A difficult, to make it difficult or make it easy. So, and then you can see how the person reacts and whether he's suitable for the job or not.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, as you know, for us, when you think about organisations that will use this type of activity and more widely, it really says something about an organisation's culture. And the fact that they do look to do things differently. So, as distinctive people, we like to encourage difference, and we like to encourage our clients to challenge the way that things are done. So,
right.
How do you think that Serious Games can assess those aspects in candidates in particular?
That's what I think. When you design the game, you design a game, and it's like making a movie. You make a script, a surprising start in a game, and then some interesting events and assignments. And in the end, you have to make it stunning. So when you want the candidates to show how they are different, or how you want to challenge them to do things in another way, then you have to present them assignments in which they can express themselves, so they can show that behavior. So make the assignments interactive. So when they have done the part of the assignment, then you can react on what they have done and make it even more interesting for them. So make it even give them a chance to show that they can handle things in a different way that you would normally do, that you would expect. So it depends on the script that you start the game with. So
yes.
if you design a good, interesting, serious game, you have to do a real important scripting thing for
yes.
that.
Yes, absolutely. And I guess, you know, coming back to something that I said just now, the very use of these games, of serious games in recruitment activity,
yeah.
indicates that you've got an organisation there that probably does encourage people to do things differently and to challenge people. If that's how you recruit, then that really does say something about your organizational culture, doesn't it?
Absolutely, yes, yes. We did games for small companies, but we did also for a city here in the Netherlands, and they were looking for a few people, and you know, it's pretty hard to get the right people these days. And we did and you wouldn't expect them. A city to use a serious game for recruitment purposes, but they did. So that's probably a city that is a challenging place to work.
Yeah, and I'm very forward looking.
Yeah, yeah, right. Yes.
Excellent.
Yeah, they had 40 people, so the participants, there were quite a few people who
yeah.
at least wanted to do the game, and
yeah.
finally
yeah.
they chose a few people that they could use, so it was good.
Yeah, yeah, and that, I think, again, this is what whilst there are certainly difficulties in recruitment at the moment, the ability to be able to pull together quite a large group of people and carry out an assessment on one day, that's definitely something that I think can be very helpful to organizations.
Yeah. But you need to behind the scenes, you need quite a few people too for the role plays, for the assessments. So when you do a game with 40 participants, then you at least need 10-15 persons to handle it all. So that's what you that's important as well. That's what you need to know.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you very much, Casper. That's been really interesting again. And
okay.
thanks all
okay. for my pleasure. Okay. Bye bye.
You're very welcome. For further information, do contact us and look out for our next podcast shortly. Thank you.